Let's open it up.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, checking in at
number 5.
Donald Trump. Oh my! Now Donald Trump had a pretty quiet weekend, right? In the aftermath of what happened in Dallas on Thursday night, both he and Hillary Clinton canceled their Friday events, tried to remain restrained and quiet.
Appropriately so. But this today, he had his news conference about he is the law and order president. So he broke his hands today. But
politicians and activists who seek to remove police or policing from a community are hurting the poorest and most vulnerable Americans. It's time for our hostility against our police and against all members of law enforcement to end and end immediately, right now.
Okay, now, and that's...
Can you argue with that?
No, cannot argue with that. Just don't, but give us an idea of how we do that. See, as the President of the United States, you have to have ideas. Now, they don't always work out. Some ideas are better than others, as it turns out.
And many are just political messages, as it turns out, too.
Right. But here, that with a little bit of detail.
We went through an ugly chapter in our history during Vietnam when our troops became the victims of harassment and political agendas. For too many police today, that is their daily reality. At the same time, the tragic deaths in Louisiana and Minnesota make clear that the work must be done to ensure, and a lot of work, that Americans feel that their safety is protected. Have to do it.
Okay, see, here's the problem. Can I just stylistically, can I just share this with you? Fine, it's a political statement. It's an appropriate political statement. He's right on both counts. It's pretty simple. It's pretty.
He didn't say anything that crazy.
Well, it wasn't crazy. There's no detail to it. But here's the stylistic issue.
Okay.
This has been written for him, and he cannot stop himself from doing his own flourishes, which make him sound like an idiot.
You mean the okays part?
Yeah. It's the okay. Or they. They've got to be done. Got to be done. Yeah. No. We get it. We get it. We understand. Yes. Just stay with it. Now if he puts some meat on that bone, then he's really got something there. He becomes a real and formidable candidate if he can stay on a message that Americans can track with, and this is one certainly Americans can track with.
I am the law and order candidate, and polls show that people do favor him in certain areas of that.
Yeah.
Security.
I mean, Hillary Clinton had as bad a week as Donald Trump had a couple weeks ago. Hillary Clinton had as bad or worse a week last week.
Right. No criminal charges, but it's very strong language from the FBI and you know, not what you want to hear at this point in a campaign cycle.
Right.
Just is a lot of fodder for everybody to open up.
Yep. And also a real sense that a reminder of those old enough to remember the Clinton era. Of how ready to be done with the Clinton era America was.
Well, and just how at the very least, it doesn't make her look good on any level to have the director of the FBI say those words. Some feel they didn't go far enough. There should have been criminal charges. But at the end of the day, you don't want to think that, you know, your commander in chief protected herself over the public at any level or was careless in any level at any level.
And then, so then your better option is Donald Trump? I don't think so, but at least the guy has a fighting chance now. And that is the darnest. I saw his plane. I came back from New York this morning, and I saw his plane sitting on the tarmac at LaGuardia.
How did you know it was his plane? Was it really golden inlaid?
It's gold inlaid 757-200. I don't know. It's unbelievable to me.
Mm-hmm. Then you stayed at the Trump Hotel as well.
I did stay for one night. For one night, I stayed at the Trump Hotel, and there were 30 different in the room Again, a room no bigger than the studio, and it's not that big. The studio is not that gigantic. 30 different Trump logos in one room on bottles of things.
You counted.
And at the bottom of the trash can, there is a Trump doily at the bottom of the trash can. It says
doesn't
Trump
seem
on
right.
it.
Like he would want that.
Finally, bad placement. checking in at
number four.
No matter what side of the argument you're on regarding what lives matter most, the message from Coffee Anderson can save your life. 32-year-old indie country singer, contemporary Christian music star, and inspirational speaker took the unusual step of making a video designed to offer tips on how to encourage police officers during a traffic stop. Coffee released this video in the wake of the death of Philando Castile.
If you already have your ID on the dash, you have your hands here. As the policeman walks up, he's going to have a view here, license and registration. Patrick is going to say, my license and my registration or my CHL, concealed handgun license, is on my dash. I am reaching for it. Patrick, slow and steady, reach for your license.
My license is on my dash, and so is my registration. It's here.
There.
And I...
Other hand on the wheel, fingers out. Done. And that's how you hand it over. Because at the end of the day, the policeman wants to go home safely. We want to get home safely. Even if the cop is having a bad day, you have to go home.
So a lot of people praised him for this and saying, thanks for making this video. But then they're saying, well, wait a minute, why are you putting blame on the person who's just trying, why you have to try to make an officer feel safe? And then he just took fire for saying this, for
right.
putting this video together.
So then he goes on CNN to talk about the reaction he's getting.
The reaction has been two different sides. One side has been, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. I didn't know this. You know, not sitting on my wallet, because typically when people sit on their wallet, they're going to reach. Well, to a policeman, it looks like you could be pulling something. And a lot of people are like, wow, that's a great idea. And another comment that I've been getting a lot has been, why would I have to do this? Why, as a motorist, would I have to go through all of these steps to make him feel comfortable with me?
Well, what's interesting about this particular case in Minnesota is you have somebody who has a concealed handgun permit, essentially, right? Whatever we call it.
Mm-hmm.
State by state changes. But
concealed carry or open carry in
yeah.
some states.
Texas has open carry.
Mm-hmm.
There were people actually open carrying at the rally, at the Black Lives Matter rally in Dallas.
Hmm.
That's a strange image.
Strange visual, yeah.
Yeah. So, let's go back to the idea of concealed carry. If you have a concealed carry license, officers know that when they're pulling you over.
How did?
Because your registration comes up, and if you have a concealed carry, depending on the state, if you have a concealed carry card, the officers are then aware of it.
But then he was reaching for his ID, according to the story, and so he wouldn't have known really who he was yet.
Oh, he knows that the owner of that car has a concealed carry.
What was he
license.
Driving?
Yeah, he was driving.
Okay.
Well, she was.
I thought she was driving.
Right, that's right. She was driving.
So it might have been her car.
But they said though that the officer was aware that there was a concealed carry permit.
Hmm.
And that does change the circumstance, and that becomes a whole. And where is the NRA on this? They're so careful to protect any gun owner in a situation like this. Why are they not jumping on this story?
Right, saying that this guy had a valid right to have a gun, and for an officer to shoot him was wrong when he was not reaching for it. Supposedly, it was his right to have his gun according to the laws of that state. It's just what the officer perceived at this time. They're taking a lot of heat for staying away from it, just being absolutely silent on it.
All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Panoramax at the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
All right.
Where are we?
Top 5 continues at
number three.
That's where we are. White Sox ace Chris Sale. My favorite baseball players in this town ever.
Oh.
Spoke today about the death of Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn was also one of the great baseball players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Gwynn passed away.
Tragically, yeah. Early, right? Was
right.
he young?
Well, and again, his death was linked to mm-hmm. chewing tobacco.
He was 54.
At the age of 54, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's an enormously awful tragedy,
mm-hmm.
right, when that happened. And Chris Sale said that changed his life.
I chewed tobacco from 2007 and until the day
he passed away, and I remember seeing that, and just being so shocked. I mean, he was a larger than life person. He was an inspiration to the game for many, many people for a lot of different reasons. But I quit that day and haven't touched it since. So in a sense, I owe him a huge thank you for not only myself but for my family.
How powerful is that? Earlier we were talking about Chaka Khan putting herself in rehab after admitting she was addicted to the same drug that Prince was, and that his death inspired her in that tragic sense to go and seek treatment herself. And here's another example. Wow.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Sure is. Checking in at
number two.
All right. In the annals of stupid questions at movie premieres, this has to go down in the top five, not number one of all. So the Ghostbusters movie premiered over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, Ghostbusters, which is going to be reviewed by Richard Roper on Wednesday here.
I hope it's good because I love all the actresses in it. And, of course, the original movie. Who doesn't love the original movie?
And this movie has got Kristen Wiig in it, Melissa McCarthy.
Kate McKinnon from Saturday SNL. Night Live.
Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live. Now, Leslie Jones, who I think is a very funny comedian, very entertaining on Saturday Night Live. But they've endured some criticism here. She's an African-American actress. They asked her at this premiere, the press asked her, if given all of the interracial violence in America of the last week, is Ghostbusters, imagine being the actress and having to answer this question.
Is Ghostbusters the
solution to the problem?
Well, right now we need some laughter. We need some communal laughter. So we need to laugh together. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, our nation is sad right now. We need to just hold each other right now.
She handled that well.
Yeah. I mean, and again, imagine having that question. Is this what America's looking for? A Ghostbusters reboot?
This solve all of our problems.
I don't know why Adele's asking the question.
Yeah, I don't
know either. A Ghostbusters reboot to get all of the people together.
Keep it clean, Adele.
I mean, that's a sort of stupid
but
kind of question.
I imagine on the red carpet. Come on, the red carpet. We've heard very
stupid questions on the red carpet before?
Yes, we have. I mean, think about it.
Given the assassination of five police officers in Dallas, do you think they, if they had lived, they would have liked the Ghostbusters reboot? I mean, it's awful.
That is a stupid question.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, we have lost our minds as a culture. We need to start prioritizing. Don't ask, just ask questions about the movie. That's all you have to do. Oh my
Got
God.
That out of.
People want to meet. I'd like to be relevant. Maybe one day I could work for CBS News. Oh, God. All right. And finally,
number one.
Speaking of Brits.
So, exactly. This is a guy that Adele's, the subject of Adele. Her former boss, if you will, David Cameron. Remember him? He was the prime minister, is the prime minister of Great Britain, of the United Kingdom, until Wednesday. He announced he's stepping down on Wednesday.
Brexit.
Yeah, he got Brexited, and now he's going to, and he said, well, I'll hold on till there's a new government in the fall. And then apparently he said,
is he Sean Connery?
I don't know why.
All right.
Trent Goldfinger. No, he turned around and goes, you know what, I'm out. I know, he's Liam Neeson now, too. I don't know why he's that.
That's in there, too, I hear.
I got a very specific set of skills. Anyway, the point is that he said he's stepping down as of Wednesday, and Theresa May is going to take over as the new prime minister. She's going to be the Conservative Party prime minister. And he was so happy when he announced he's stepping down, he started humming a tune.
That doesn't seem right.
What is this all about?
I expect to go to the palace and offer my resignation, so we'll have a new prime minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening. Thank you very much. Do, 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 do. Right.
Was that like a James Bond?
Did that really happen? Terribly light of a song for the moment.
Has he lost his mind too? What is going on here?
What's happening?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That guy's got his finger on his own button.
Right. He's a real important guy right now.
Yeah.
She's in charge of managing this Brexit until she takes over. Maybe it's better he's not in charge anymore.
I don't know what's going on. I don't understand. All right, let's just close this thing up.
The top five at five.